In studio right now, our next feature for MyFM's Women of Influence today, owner-operator of Antique Alley in downtown Mount Bridges, Brenda Van Marl. Brenda, thank you so much for doing this with us. Your thoughts on being featured as a woman of influence in our community?
Well, I was surprised and flattered, proud of what I do, so it's exciting to share.
What has been one of the biggest challenges for you in your field as being a business owner?
I think one of the challenges is being a business owner and considered self-employed. So all your personal savings goes into getting yourself growing, but trying to apply for credit or for loans is extremely hard. You're told that you don't qualify because of being self-employed. They said because of CERB that we all applied for, that makes you ineligible.
And of course, with CERB, you're talking about during the pandemic too, so it must have been very difficult during the pandemic.
Correct. Yes, because your store is closed. I do custom painting, which kept me busy, but you're very limited, of course.
How did you get involved in being a business owner with Antique Alley?
It was a passion I've always had. I did this for 18 years in Calgary, and then moved out here and thought I was done, but that bug never leaves. As soon as I started furnishing my place with antiques, that started it, and then custom painting started, then carrying the paint that I use started. It's just never ending.
Your thoughts on the community support that Antique Alley has received?
Amazing. I cannot stress enough how much I appreciate my customers. They were loyal through the whole thing. They were supportive. They were encouraging.
There are a lot of women right now and for the longest time who have been business owners and self-employed business owners. For those women listening in who might be thinking of going down that route, what kind of advice or what kind of feedback would you have for them?
The first and strongest thing I would say is don't give up. It's going to be challenging. There's times you're going to feel you're hitting a brick wall. Just find another way to go through it. Gather supportive and positive people around you. You're going to have enough naysayers or critiques on the side. You don't need that around you while you're trying to start this.
Talking with the owner-operator, Brenda Van Marl of Antique Alley in downtown Mount Bridges. A final question for you, Brenda. What accomplishments are you most proud of, in your opinion?
I would say starting this from scratch. When I came out here, I started in a tiny booth in an antique mall, moved to a store in Mount Bridges, and then moved that location to where I am now.
I appreciate you coming in and talking to us. Congratulations on being recognized as a woman of influence in our community, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Brenda Van Marl, owner-operator of Antique Alley in downtown Mount Bridges, one of our women of influence. You can go to strathroytoday.ca to read up on all of our features today.